In Latin America, Protestant missionaries from the U.S. have been a common presence for decades. Recently, more and more missionaries are coming from a Brazilian church. The church has had astounding success attracting converts with promises of prosperity. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
The Universal Church of the Kingdom of God is an all-Brazilian success story. Less than 30 years after it was founded in a Rio funeral home, it's grown into an empire. It has millions of members, a national TV network, and churches throughout Latin America, Africa, Europe, and even the United States. The services are the same wherever you go, whether here in the 10,000-seat supercathedral in Rio or a shack in the Amazon. The churches are run like fast food franchises. They're consistent in everything from the logo on the sign to the pop-inflected hymns. The Universal Church asks members to give at least 10% of their incomes, their pre-tax incomes, including extras such as free bus passes, as the church website explains. But that's just the baseline. During this service, the pastor calls for two more offerings. Once the donations are made, he leads the thousands of faithful in a prayer, pledging not to miss any more of the Monday afternoon Prosperity Chain services.
I vow not to break this chain until the last Monday of this year, because I believe that it will be this year that the Lord will give me everything that I so desire.
Membership in the Universal Church is fluid because it welcomes people who attend just for a few weeks, long enough to achieve specific goals. Luzia Tavares da Silva has just emerged from the Super Church. She says her attendance has cured her of diabetes. Jesus provides everything that is good in there. Out here, Jesus doesn't give anybody anything, she says. Anthropologist Ari Pedro Oro, who recently edited a book about the Universal Church, says it taps into a deep-seated Latin American religious tradition of promises offered in exchange for blessings.
So, no caso da Igreja Universal, eles efetuam toda esta contraprestação.
In the case of the Universal Church, they conduct the transaction for the believer on the basis of money. In other words, it's a form of economic reductionism.
It's a lucrative model. Researchers estimate the church's income to be about $1 billion a year, though exact numbers are kept secret. The Universal Church is now present almost everywhere in Latin America. Virginia Gerard Burnett, a Latin American studies professor who has researched the church in Central America, says people seem to like the fact that the missionaries are not from the U.S. or Europe.
People like the Brazilians. They think they look good. I've heard stories that, although most preachers are Brazilian, that actually when they aren't, very often that they'll fake a Portuguese accent so that people will think they're Brazilian to sort of add to their own cachet about it.
In the 1990s, the Brazilian news media dogged the church with allegations of money laundering and tax evasion, and the church founder was briefly jailed. By the late 90s, the media were predicting the scandals would cause the fast-growing church to flame out. But Professor Oro says the opposite happened.
The church was shaken a little bit, but the leaders took advantage of the situation and portrayed it as victimization, as a satanic plot against the success of the church.
At the same time, the church has become more defensive. The founder now spends most of his time living in the United States, and the faithful are taught never to talk to reporters or academics. Requests for interviews with the bishops are routinely denied. The Brazilian media and prosecutors have backed off in recent years, perhaps as a result of the church's growing political clout. The Universal Church of the Kingdom of God now claims 18 members of the Brazilian Congress. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.